Welcome to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer, a full show of tips and practical strategies to repair, rebuild, and strengthen your relationship. If you are currently stuck, wondering if your marriage can be saved, or you know you want to save it but don't know how to go about changing it, this show is for you. To book your free marriage strategy session with Nicola, get the free marriage ebook or donate. If you are enjoying the show and want to help keep it flowing, visit www.nicolabeer.com.
Hi and welcome, this is Nicola Beer and I'm so excited to be sharing with you about blowing hot and cold in a marriage. This is a really important topic because most of the men and women I work with to single-handedly save their marriage from divorce report to me that their husband or wife is blowing hot and cold, and they're often confused, down and irritated when the cold periods happen. If you're in a relationship with someone who runs hot and cold, you'll know what I mean by this. And I hope that by listening to this, you'll be able to stop being at their mercy all the time and be less affected by their swinging emotions. As nothing will make you more crazy and sometimes more desperate and needy than a spouse who is playing hide and seek with your emotions. The situation is classic in marriage, where your husband or wife starts to pull away and you become like a dog with a bone, unwilling to relinquish what you want. You want to do what they want. You may begin to overthink everything frantically, wondering how you can make them hot again, and overanalyze your actions. Perhaps wondering what you've done wrong, or beating yourself up for small things you said or did that may have been taken in the wrong way, which was not your intention. You then come to the conclusion that you're wrong, that your behaviour is wrong, and that you are failing. This is often the times where people reach out to me in the programmes that I run with individuals or in my audio programme. I offer unlimited email support, and people will email me and they will share with me, "Nicola, I'm failing. What I'm doing is wrong. It's not working." Just because there is a cold period in the relationship. So I'm going to be sharing how you can address this. And I just want to say a huge thank you while I'm talking about those that are listening and emailing me, because I really do appreciate it. I've had lots of emails recently from people saying that it's changed their relationship, that they've been able to heal the past, that they've been following the steps in the podcast, and it's really made a huge difference in their relationship. And I also get asked all the time if people can donate to keep the show going. Now we're in the 100th episode, which is really exciting. So if you'd like to donate, then there's definitely that option. You can go to nicolabeer.com. It just means that the show is going to keep on going. And it also gives you the opportunity to request topics that you would like me to create. This topic I'm creating because of a lady in the UK wanted this topic, because she is struggling with knowing what to do when her husband is blowing hot and cold, Naomi, and I'll share her story with you later. So you can do that, it's nicolabeer.com. So going back to the cold periods may cause you to act more needy. You may try to keep your diary as free as possible in the case that they want to be with you. You may focus on how much you want affection, how much you want intimacy. You may long to know the thoughts that are going on in their head. And as you don't know, you're guessing all the time. You may do anything to get back to the hot phase of the relationship. You may sacrifice your own plans, your own needs, your own happiness. And your self-esteem, your mood, is directly linked to their mood. And this is not good in a relationship if your mood is directly linked all the time to their mood, because you can't control their mood. And therefore, it's going to be really painful. So I'm going to be offering some solutions in just a moment. So just stay with me. And if you're convinced that they must feel the same, hot towards you, and they've just forgotten, this is a mistake that I see a lot of men and women make. They feel like, yeah, they must be as hot as I am towards them. They've just forgotten. So I just need to remind them. I need to remind them of all the good times we had when we first met. I need to highlight any time we're happy. I need to say, see, we're happy. See, we're good together. And this is just going to annoy someone. So we want to make sure that you're not doing that. You're not highlighting to them every good encounter. Now, highlighting to yourself good encounters is brilliant. In fact, I'm going to be sharing about focusing on the positive in just a second. But to them, it's just going to seem a little bit over the top, perhaps a little bit controlling, maybe. So you don't want to be pointing out every time you have a great time to them, look, we've had a great time. Because it sort of looks like you're, again, overanalyzing the relationship, keeping tabs on the relationship, keeping score, and we want to move away from that. So if this sounds like your problem, then how to get them into you again. The trap, often with this overanalyzing, is believing that there's always something that you have to make right. That you did something wrong. That you made him or her turn cold. And this, as I've mentioned, can turn into neediness. And neediness is not attractive. Anyone with a healthy level of self-esteem will not be attracted to a needy person. Real attraction happens when someone is in a positive state of energy, where someone desires them and is loving and giving without forgetting their own needs and self in the process. It's a balance, which is most likely why it comes up in all of my one-to-one coaching programs. And I talk about it in How to Create Change in the Empowered Love audio program, because if you are repairing a relationship where one person has said they want to leave, where one person says they're not happy, where you're disconnected, the hot and cold periods are natural. They are normal. And so here's what to do if your husband and wife is blowing cold. You may want to take some notes. I'm going to be going through 5 main points that's going to help you not to feel so drained by it. The first one is accept it. Realize that blowing hot and cold in a struggling relationship is absolutely natural. It would be strange if that was not happening. Relationship ambivalence is going to create a sense of hot and cold moods, and it's natural, so it's not to be overanalyzed. Bear in mind that there are also so many other aspects in our lives that affect our mood, such as big life events like moving house, starting a new job, a birthday, an illness, a death of a loved one, losing a significant amount of money. These are all going to affect someone's hot and coldness in a relationship. So are things that happen more frequently. Tiredness, lack of sleep, cold, flu, stress, anxiety, overwhelm, a hangover, time of the month for women as well sometimes. These can all affect whether someone's going to be hot and cold. So it may have absolutely nothing to do with you. So I'd like you to ask yourself when you accept it, to say, do I know 100% that this is about me? If yes, then look for actions that can make a difference without being needy in the relationship. And if it's not about you, then let it go. It's not your responsibility to fix your husband's or wife's feeling all the time. It is often taken as controlling rather than helpful to interfere. To be a good listener, you need to wait for them to ask for your help. So that's really, really important. The second thing is to stop overanalyzing. Now, I appreciate that's hard to do, and that's why those I work with, I have them just email me all the time. Just email me everything that's on your mind. Just get it all off your chest. Because if it's going around in our mind, then it's just going to drive us crazy. So whether it's with me, whether it's someone else you can trust, just share it. Share what's going on in your head so it just clears. And it's really difficult because if you're constantly overanalyzing, have I done something wrong? Do I need to do something better? What I'm doing isn't working. This is just going to send you into a negative spiral. And sometimes it can be quite hard to get out of that. So talking it through is really, really important. Whether it's with a friend, a family member, a colleague at work. And if you can't talk it through with anyone, then I do recommend writing it down. Because we have to get these thoughts out of our head. And once they're on paper, or once we've actually shared them out loud, we can realise, God, I am thinking of all the worst. I'm not really noticing any positives here. Or maybe I'm overthinking this. You know, wondering why, okay, my wife has said this to this person. I wonder what that means. Or my husband said this. I wonder what they're thinking. And the only real way to know what someone is thinking is to ask them. But often, when a relationship is struggling, it's not the right time to keep asking them. So therefore, we need to have a bit more confidence, a bit more positivity to save the relationship. I hope that makes sense. So number three is to switch your focus. We cannot stop negative, insecure, or jealous thoughts from coming up. So allow them to come, acknowledge them, but do not feed them, if that makes sense. Do not give them all your energy. Let me give you an example. Let's say you keep having the same thoughts on repeat, like he or she doesn't love me, or he or she doesn't want to be with me, or he or she isn't giving me any affection or sex, or he or she is always on their phone, or they're being distant, maybe they're cheating. Let these thoughts come and pass, and recognize that they are just fears, fears of losing the one you love. These are fears trying to warn you. And you do not need to give your energy to them, especially since you are giving your focus to what you do not want. So we've all heard probably of the law of attraction, focusing on what you do not want. So the more you focus on their cold periods, the more you focus on saying, they didn't give me a cuddle when they got in from work. They didn't kiss me. I can't remember the last time we had sex. Now, all these things, if you keep replaying these things on your mind, you're just going to get more negativity, or you're just going to notice more negativity, which is then going to make you feel worse. And then you feeling negative and worse is not going to help the relationship, because you're going to be less inspired to do loving and kind things for yourself and for the relationship. You're either going to go too far one way and be really needy, or you're going to go too far the other way and just completely ignore them and go cold as well. Two people going cold does not make the relationship good. One person being cold and one person being needy does not make the relationship good. So switch your focus. Focus on the things that you cannot control. I cannot control my partner's mood. If he's going to be in a bad mood, he's going to be in a bad mood. I cannot make him happy. I can make him happier if he's already happy. Of course, relationships add to what we already feel. So it's important to get yourself into a good state of mind and then do the things that you can control. Maybe there are some actions that you can do to make things better, but you cannot change their mood. So ask yourself, is there any actions I can take? Can I control this? Is there anything more I can be doing? If you can, do it. And if you can't, then let it go and focus on yourself. There are certain things in our lives that we can control, okay? We can control what we focus on. All humans have been given the gift to choose what we focus on. Now, I mentioned thoughts earlier. Thoughts come up. We cannot control what thoughts come up. However, we can control whether we focus on them, whether we make them into a big story in our minds, or whether we just let them pass. We also get to decide what actions we take. We are allowed to take action. We get to choose our action as humans. So what actions can you take that are going to make you feel better, going to make the relationship better? And then the last thing is, we can attach what things mean. And this comes into my next point. And let's say someone's late. Your husband or wife is late. I could take that, you could take that, to mean they don't love me, they don't care about me, being on time for me isn't important, they don't value me, they don't respect me. That's one way you could look at them being late. Another way you could look at them being late is being like, oh, poor them, they must have so much on their mind, there must have been bad traffic, they've got a lot on at work, you know, oh, I hope they're okay, I feel really bad that they're always running late. You know, it must be really stressful being where they are right now. Or you could be like, well, they're late, doesn't matter, I'm going to read my book, I'm going to do something else. It doesn't matter. You just let it be. Let them be. I'm late sometimes, or I'm not perfect in other areas. So you just let it go. So you get to attach the meaning to certain different things. So I would say, every time you get worked up, or every time they go into a cold period, ask yourself, can I control this? Yes or no? And if no, then say, okay, what can I control in this situation that may help the situation? So the next one is number 4. It's not intentional. So this applies to people who are normally warm in a relationship, normally hot, but something's happened in the relationship, or over time the relationship has become disconnected and they're blowing hot and cold. And recognise that most of the time this isn't intentional. Recognise and remind yourself that when they're acting cold, distant or withdrawn, they're probably not doing it to hurt you. Very few people want to hurt their partner. It's a sign that they're also struggling. Perhaps they feel down, perhaps they feel confused, exhausted, overwhelmed and stuck. And if you go and then get angry at them and get resentful and start withdrawing or overacting, then it's not going to help the relationship and it's certainly not going to help you to feel good, because it doesn't feel good to be holding resentment. It doesn't feel good to be ignoring someone. It doesn't feel good to have tension in the house. I remember being in a relationship for a long time where I didn't want to go home. It was horrible. I didn't want to leave the office because I knew that the atmosphere at home was not going to be positive. So it's really about yourself. Focusing on yourself, realising that they're just going through this, let it come, let it go. And this is the next point, number 5, is to just let the negativity pass you by. It's important to respond appropriately. There are 2 responses when your husband or wife is blowing hot or cold in your relationship, and it all depends on what state your closeness and commitment to stay together in the relationship is right now. So there's not really one way. But here are 2 examples, and listen to these 2 ways of responding and see what you feel would work best for you. If your husband or wife has threatened divorce, made comments that they want to leave, has told you they are ambivalent about the relationship, then the last thing is that you want to do is draw attention to their negative cold episodes. Why? Because if you make a big deal of their behaviour, if you ask them why they are being cold, if you act wounded and hurt or mope around or sulk, then it's often going to backfire, because either you're going to put more pressure on them and they'll think, God, I am being moody, or I am being horrible. Maybe it's best I leave the relationship. I feel under pressure. Maybe it's best to escape the pressure. Maybe it's best to just leave, if that makes sense. If you make a big deal of their behaviour, they may also feel guilty that their coldness is causing you pain and think, okay, I'm really hurting them. Maybe it is better I just leave. So sulking, moping, being more negative, being angry, being moody is just going to make things a lot worse. So when you draw attention to their coldness, they're also going to start to analyse it. They're going to start asking themselves questions like, yes, I am being horrible. Maybe I don't find them attractive. Or maybe our relationship is over. Or maybe I don't love them in the same way that I used to. In essence, the bigger fuss you make of their coldness, the bigger fuss it will become. So the solution is to let go and ignore it. Be happy and positive. Be kind. And if you do say something, and this is the second approach, the first approach is just to let it go, just to be positive and kind, just to pretend that you haven't noticed their cold periods. If you don't draw a big attention to it, they won't draw a big attention to it. It just passes, and that's the best thing you can do. But let's say you really do want to say something. Then you just say something helpful. You come up with something that you think might help them. So you would say, would you like me to go and do the washing up so you can have a rest? Would you like me to get the children ready so you can have a lie-in? Would you like me to fill up your car with petrol or take it to the garage so you don't have to? Should we go out for dinner to get out of the house? Like, make a positive suggestion. Don't say, what would you like me to do? Because that just can be annoying. Or don't say, look, something's wrong. I know something's wrong. Tell me what's wrong. And this can sometimes backfire. If you know that works in your relationship, then do that. But for a lot of couples, when they're on the rocky stages, that really doesn't work. I've had one lady, she said to her husband, what would you like me to do? How can I please you? And he was like, I don't want anything. What makes you think I want anything? And like it just got into an argument. So I don't recommend asking questions if you have a feeling that it's not going to get the response that you want. And then do something positive to change their mood without bringing up the coldness. And if they want to be left alone, then happily wait for the next hot moment. Give them that space by focusing on yourself, your goals, your dreams. And if you don't know what makes you happy, if you don't know what your goals and dreams are, then it can be really beneficial to work with someone to find them or to spend a bit of time for yourself, like figuring that out. Because it's really important to know where we're going in life. You know, to be really happy, we need to be growing, we need to be contributing, we need to be moving forward. Happiness is, according to Anthony Robbins, the consistent improvement in all areas of our life. When we feel we are consistently improving in our relationships, in our finances, in our career, in any area, if we feel like, okay, day by day, I'm getting better and better. This is really important. So I mentioned I was going to share 5 things, but actually I'm going to share 6, because the last thing is to ride the good times. When they are hot, be hot. Make the hot times last as long as possible and enjoy every moment. Then make a list of all the good moments, all the kind things they've said and done. This creates the much needed positive energy to get through the bad times. Letting the coldness go and amplifying the good times really works. I started working with a man from Georgia 6 weeks ago, whose wife said that she was no longer in love with him and that she couldn't see it working. She couldn't see it working out at all. Yet she was other times leaning on him for help and loving towards him. So he followed this strategy. He let her bad moods pass by, and when she wanted to talk, do things, or was giving an open vibe, then he made suggestions. He asked her out to places, he made her laugh, and they had an absolutely great time. And he continued with this. And now, she really wants to have another baby with him. And this is their last, well, their oldest child is 14, and their second child is 9. So they haven't had children for 9 years, and now she's so into him that she wants to have another baby with him. So they're just looking and planning for that. So the advice is simple that I've shared with you today. It's not easy by any stretch of the means because our emotions are involved. A lot of people will share with me that, Nicola, this relationship is making me act crazy. And that's because it's so important. And that's because every area of life is probably not as emotionally as charged. And every area of life you have a lot more experience in. You know, in your job, you've been going to work all your life. Day in, day out, hours and hours and hours. All right, this might be new for you, this hot and coldness. And it's certainly not easy. So it can be useful to have a program of structured materials that can support you along the way to greater happiness. And if you're interested at reading about the 6-week audio program that I offer, the Empowered Love Formula, it's like having my podcasts, but it's completely new and different content. And it's set in a structured way. And it's set in a structured way where it has exercises. So it leads you from focusing on yourself, getting good energy yourself, to clearing anything that needs to be cleared in you, like the negativity and the resentment and the anger, to focusing on things that can enhance the relationship, creating more love, communication skills, enhancing intimacy, and activities that you can do to rekindle that love and connection. So if you want to have a look, want to have a read about it, it's on my website, nicolabeer.com. Feel free if you have any questions, you want to ask me about it. Sometimes this can be a good way, or sometimes just talking to someone, whether it's with me, whether it's someone else that you trust, talking to someone to let go of the cold times and increase the hot times. That's essentially what you want to do. So I just want to talk about one more thing before I wrap up this audio today, and that's about passive-aggressive behaviour. Naomi, I mentioned at the beginning. Now, Naomi was a lady that I was helping recently, and she said to me, Nicola, my husband has been hot and cold our whole relationship. It follows the same cycle. He gives me attention and affection. The communication is flowing between us. And then all of a sudden, over one small disagreement, or where I've said no to him, he goes into a moody phase where he basically ignores me and withdraws. So then I wonder what I've done wrong, and I find myself apologising for everything, even though I don't even know what I've done. I start to obsess a little. I want to become close to him. I try to do everything to make him happy. Then he comes round and he's happy for a while, but then withdraws again. And it keeps on happening in a cycle. And it's happened all of our relationship, especially in the dating phase or when my family is around. So what I shared with Naomi is that this is passive aggressive behaviour. And I said, it's not actually about you. It's never about you if someone is consistently hot and cold throughout your whole relationship. It's not about what you've done wrong. This is a way that they have learnt to deal with things they don't like. They've learnt, okay, this is the pattern how I get what I want. I get what I want by being passive aggressive. I get what I want by ignoring a person, by being moody, by getting frustrated. Then they come, they apologise, and then I get what I want. So actually, this is kind of like a dance, and the only way to stop this is to get off that dance floor. I know I've said that before, but I really love that analogy. It's basically to just stop it, okay? So stop giving them into them all the time. You can say to them respectfully, look, I'm sorry if I've offended you in any way. I'm not sure what I've done. It's up for you to tell me what I've done, because I can't keep apologising for things that I'm not sure about. And maybe saying, I really don't believe, or I really know, I don't deserve the silent treatment. And I would love to talk you through with this and how I'm feeling. Let's talk this through. Now, there are a lot more things I can share with dealing with passive aggressive behaviour and how to come out of it in a relationship. And if you are a person that follows that passive aggressive behaviour, I totally get that. Actually, it used to be one of my behavioural traits in relationships, mainly because I think I grew up in a household where I wasn't allowed to ever stand up for myself. So my only way of retaliation was to just shut down. And this is how I learned how to deal with things. I wasn't doing it because I want them to make it up to me, but it's just, okay, someone says something I don't want to hear. Someone is about to have confrontation with me, I just shut down. So it may be that. It may not even be that they want to repeat this cycle. It may be the case where their learned response to dealing with stress in a relationship, to dealing with conflict, is to just say, oh, this is scary, this is painful, and completely close down. So if you're in this situation and you want more support, then do check out my website. Book a call with me, nicolabeer.com. You can just go there. It's very easy. I think nearly on every page there's a button to click to have a call. For as long as I can keep these free calls going, the 30 minutes, then I will do so. And overall, I just want to say thanks for listening. It's not easy to be in a relationship with someone who blows hot and cold. And just be really kind to yourself through these periods. Be really loving to yourself. Don't attack yourself. It's very easy to say to yourself, what am I doing wrong? What I'm doing isn't working. They don't love me. They don't care about me. It's very easy to sort of get into this self-attacking mode. And this isn't going to help you. And it's certainly not going to help the relationship. So I'd love to speak with you if you are ready and you want some support. And if not, then you can still get my 7 Secrets to Fixing Your Marriage ebook on my website. When you get this ebook, you'll get supportive emails that will guide you all the way through as well, and it can just be an extra resource in addition to this podcast to helping you have a great, happier relationship, because that's my mission. Now, relationships can be our greatest source of pain, but they can also be our greatest source of pleasure, and that's what I want for you. So from my heart to yours, thank you so much for listening. Open for topics and suggestions if you'd like to email them through to me. Have a wonderful week ahead. Take care.
Thank you for listening to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer. To book your free marriage strategy session today, you can visit www.nicolabeer.com, where you can also get the free marriage fixing ebook, request a topic for the show, and make a donation if the show has been of benefit to you and you want to help keep it going. We wish you an amazing, love-filled day ahead.